Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday we learned about migraines, which are like headaches, only a million times worse.
They only affect one side of your head, but that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, when you get a migraine, you feel dizzy, you might get sensitive to light, so it hurts you, and you might throw up.
You can tell when a migraine is coming because your vision gets disturbed, and you can feel an aura.
Yeah, so you can't really see very well, and you get this feeling like something bad's going to happen, something strange is going on, I don't quite feel right. That's an aura. So today, we'll find out why migraines happen, and we'll take a look at what we can do when they do happen. Okay, let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
What's that pain? It's a migraine. Migraines, unlike common headaches, are a brain disorder that occurs when the brain fails to control pain functions properly. The condition can be linked to genetics. About two-thirds of migraine cases run in the family. At young ages, migraines affect boys more than girls. But after puberty, they affect 2 to 3 times more women than men. A migraine can become serious if its headache is severe or if it causes sufferers to have problems moving or speaking. One might also have a stiff neck or a fever. If the migraine is immediate and you are over 50, it's a cause for concern. Scientists are still unsure what exactly causes migraines. However, there are certain lifestyle changes that can help reduce migraine frequency. First of all, migraine sufferers should get plenty of sleep. In addition, they should work to lower their stress levels. Getting regular exercise is recommended, as is drinking plenty of water. While migraines are serious business, with the right treatment, they don't need to be a pain.
So our article today begins by saying, migraines, unlike common headaches, are a brain disorder that occurs when the brain fails to control pain functions properly. Okay, so the word disorder is spelled D-I-S-O-R-D-E-R, disorder. It's a noun, and it means an illness, okay? And an illness that stops your mind or part of your body working properly. So a headache, that is not a disorder. That is a symptom, if you remember that word from yesterday. It's caused by a disorder. But a migraine is like a heart problem or something like that. It's a real disorder.
OK, 这边讲到这个 disorder 这个单词哦 ,order 这个字呢就有秩序有顺序的意思。那前面加上 dis 变成否定的 disorder 就是失去秩序失去功能哦。例如刚刚 Pat 举例到讲说呢这个头痛哦 ,headache, 它呢并不是一个这个 disorder, 并不是一个失去功能状况它只是一个 symptom, 一个生病的症状哦。那真正失去功能的是什么呢课文里就讲到偏头痛是因为呢你的身体呢这个对于这个痛苦的控制的这个功能呢失去了它的功能呢导致呢会有偏头痛这样子的 disorder 这样子的症状出现、
Okay, the article explains a little more. The condition can be linked to genetics. About two-thirds of migraine cases run in the family. Okay, science time.
Okay.
So what this means is that if your parents or other relatives, maybe grandma or something, if they suffered from migraines,you have a good chance of suffering too, okay? So that's what we mean by genetics. Let's look at a few more words in that sentence in a bit more detail, starting with the word condition, okay? Condition is spelled C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N, condition. And it's an illness or other medical problem. So migraines are a brain condition. Other people could have a heart condition,or a condition that affects another part of their body.
OK， 在这边呢，我们先看一下这个单词哦 ，condition。condition 它的意思呢，虽然说是状况情况，但是它也可以指我们的健康状况哦。例如刚刚 Pat 举例到说呢，像是 migraine 呢，它就是一种 brain condition， 一个脑子的问题哦。或者是说呢，其他人可能会有这个 heart condition， 一些心脏的问题或是其他身体的状况哦。那这边讲到说呢，这个condition 是什么样的状况呢 ？The article says this condition is genetic.
Yes, that's right. So genetic, G-E-N-E-T-I-C, genetic means it's related to your genes, and not these, but your DNA. Okay, that's why we're talking about families.
Okay.
So genetic diseases aren't caused by outside things like a virus. Genetic diseases are caused by problems in your genes.And you get the problem genes from your parents.
OK, 这边呢我们先看到 genetic 这个形容词呢大家一看就知道它跟 gene 这个单字就是基因有关系哦。Genetic 就是在讲这个形容基因的问题哦。例如说呢我们今天讲到这个病痛呢它不是从这个其他地方来的例如刚刚 Pat 举例到说像是可能是病毒感染啊或是细菌感染不是因为这些原因来的、哦、这个呢是因为你的基因里面呢有这个偏头痛的基因哦这些是来自你的家族来自你的父母的所以呢这是一个基因的问题哦。OK, so we say they run in the family?
That's right. So something that runs in the family is common to all family members. So it's almost like saying it's genetic.
Yes.
Now it could be a disease like we've talked about here, but something that runs in the family could be like a talent or a love of something.
Okay.
So being tall runs in families.So does being good at sports or enjoying the arts.
OK, 这边有这个片语 runs in the family. 大家刚刚在听到这个基因呢就知道这个 runs in the family 这个意思呢就是世代相承世代相传的意思、哦、那不一定是病痛呢也可能是其他东西哦可能是好的东西像说喜欢艺术啊或者长得很高或是会很会打棒球等等等。OK, it's also today's show cut for you.、
Mm-hmm.
So let's watch the video and find out more.
OK.
Shortcut for you.
You seem to be such a health nut recently.
What do you mean?
You spend all your free time exercising, and you are so into clean eating.
I have no other choice. Unfortunately, a lot of the illnesses run in the family.
I didn't know your family enjoyed running so much.
No, silly.If a quality, ability, or disease runs in a family, it means many of the members of the family have it.
Oh, I get it. Something runs in the family means 家族遗传家族特色
Lucky for me, the only thing that runs in the family is intelligence.
How do you know?
Well, almost everyone in my family has a master's degree.
What about you?
I want to be the exception to the rule.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back. Here's more about who gets affected by migraines. At young ages, migraines affect boys more than girls. But after puberty, they affect 2 to 3 times more women than men.So when we say puberty, P-U-B-E-R-T-Y, puberty, we mean when children turn into adults during our teenage years and our bodies change a lot.
OK, 我们这边先看到单字 puberty. Puberty 这个字呢就是我们这个中文说登短郎哦就是青春期的意思小孩要长大。那在课文里面呢就讲到说呢在小时候还是小朋友的时候呢这个偏头痛容易发生在男生身上比较多。但是呢经过了青春期登短郎大家长大之后呢女生呢容易这个 2 to 3 times, 2-3倍哦这个女生呢是比较容易发生在这个偏头痛的问题。OK, next, the article tells about signs that the migraine could cause even bigger problems.
That's right.
Okay, it says a migraine can become serious if its headache is severe or if it causes sufferers to have problems moving or speaking.
That's right. So remember we learned a couple of those words, severe, really bad, and sufferer, someone who suffers, in yesterday's article. And here's another sign if your migraine could cause extra problems. One,meaning a person, one might also have a stiff neck or a fever. So if something is stiff, S-T-I-F-F, stiff, we mean it's fairly hard and you can't easily bend it or move it. So So if you've got a stiff neck, it's hard to turn your head, and it will hurt a bit to do so, like, oh, ow, oh.
OK, 大家看到 Pat 刚刚表演这个动作呢，大家就知道 stiff neck 是什么意思。这边先看到 stiff, 它的意思呢就是很僵硬哦，很难够弯曲啊，或是很怎么样。那这边课文说呢，就是如果你有偏头痛情况的话，可能就会导致像刚刚 Pat 表演，就是会有这个 stiff neck, 脖子僵硬、肩颈僵硬的状况哦。OK, here's another sign of a migraine. If the migraine is immediate, you and you are over 50, it's a cause for concern.
Yeah, so what we're saying there is if the migraine comes very quickly, or if you're over 50 years old, then it maybe is time to be worried, okay? Here we're going to talk about the word immediate. It's spelled I-M-M-E-D-I-A-T-E, immediate, and it's an adjective, and it means it's near in time or it's about to happen.For example, we often talk about the immediate future or what will happen very soon. If something is an immediate cause for concern, it means it's a problem right now or it will be in a very short time.
OK, 这边呢我们先看到这个 immediate 这个单字哦。immediate 这个单字呢就是立即有及时的意思哦。就是马上就会发生了。例如刚刚这个 Pat 举例到说 immediate future, 就是呢很近的未来，可能是这个几天或是可能几个礼拜之内哦。那另外呢这边课文里面讲到的意思呢则是说这个问题呢如果说你超过50岁然后你又发现偏头痛，诶这个事情呢可能很快就会发生一些很严重的健康问题，是一个征兆哦。OK, so if a migraine comes quickly, that's bad?
That's right. So if you're normal and then suddenly the migraine comes, that's bad. And it's also bad if you're over 50, okay? So if either of those two things happen, it's best to get to a doctor as soon as possible. Now, although we know a migraine is genetic, or for the core people who suffer from migraines, it's often in the genetics, runs in families, we don't really know much else, okay? As the article says,Scientists are still unsure or not sure what exactly causes migraines.
Luckily, they do know how we can avoid them.
Oh, good.
The article says, however, there are certain lifestyle changes that can help reduce migraine frequency.
Yeah, so this is about changing your lifestyle or how you live your life.So it's your eating habits, working habits, exercising habits, and things like that. And these changes help to reduce the chance of migraines or to make them less likely. So to reduce, and this verb is spelled R-E-D-U-C-E, reduce, means to make something smaller, lower, or just less, okay? So to reduce the chance of something, then it means it makes it less likely to happen.Here's another example. You could reduce stress by taking a break or doing yoga.
OK, 课文这边说到呢，要如何避免这个偏头痛发生呢？首先呢，你可以这个改变你的 lifestyle.、
嗯、
style 呢就是一个样式哦。例如说，我们今天穿得很有型 ，stylish 是一个 style。那 lifestyle 就是你生活的方式哦。比方说，像刚刚 Pat 举例到，你吃饭的习惯啊，你睡觉的习惯，运动习惯。既有改变这些呢可以来减少这个偏头痛发生的几率哦。那这边呢我们就看到动词 reduce 呢就是减少哦，让这个事情发生的机会或是一些东西来减少哦。那呢比方说这个 Pat 刚刚举例说呢，你要怎么减少你的压力 reduce stress、
嗯、
你呢可以做一些事情哦，比方说休息一下 take a break or doing yoga 来做一些瑜伽来舒压减少压力 reduce stressOkay, the article mentions reducing the frequency of migraines.
Exactly, we want to reduce their frequency. So frequency, this is spelled F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-C-Y, frequency. And the frequency of something is just how often it happens. So if we say a high frequency, then it means it happens a lot.And a low frequency means it doesn't happen much at all. So by reducing the frequency of something, you just make sure it doesn't happen so often.
OK, 课文里面呢看到这个 frequency 这个单字呢，这个单字就是频率的意思哦。注意到刚 Pat 里面在举例的时候呢，他是讲说这个 high frequency, low frequency 哦，是用 high 跟 low 高低呢来形容这个 frequency, 就是说这个频率的高低哦，发生的次数多寡哦。
Mm-hmm.
那呢课文呢就是讲到说呢，藉由改变你的这个生活习惯呢，你可以减少这个 frequency frequency, reduce the frequency, 减少这个偏头痛发生的频率，发生的机会哦。Okay, but what are these lifestyle changes?
Okay, well, the article says, first of all, migraine sufferers should get plenty of sleep. Okay, the phrase plenty of just means a lot of.
Okay, that makes sense. Here's another change. In addition, they should work to lower their stress levels.
Exactly, or reduce their stress levels if we use the verb from earlier. So basically, it's saying more stress equals more migraines. And that kind of makes sense. If you're very stressed, you probably get bad headaches. Here's some more advice. Getting regular exercise is recommended, as is drinking plenty of water. If something's recommended, it means it's a good idea.
OK, 这边看到这个单字 recommended 就是建议哦，推荐的意思哦。例如餐厅里面会推荐你用这个菜色哦。那我们的这个课文呢，只是建议你多做一些运动或者减少压力来减少偏头痛。OK, our article finishes by saying, while migraines are serious business, with the right treatment, they don't need to be a pain.
Yeah, when we say something is serious business, it's not business like a job, it just means it's serious and you need to take care of it or it'll be dangerous. Luckily, there's treatment, which just means medicine or something you can do to treat a problem. OK, so that is the end of our article about migraines. It's time now for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what do you do to stay healthy?
For me, I mean, everybody knows how to stay healthy, like exercise more or eating healthy. But, you know, I'm trying to, like, exercise a little bit more. But as you can see, it's not working very properly. What about you, Pat?
Well, I do have an exercise bike at home, but I don't use it as often as I should. I do go to bed early on, certainly if I've got to get up to go to work, so I get enough sleep. That's healthy. I take a certain kind of medicine every day, which is all about my personal body, but that helps me stay healthy.I guess I try not to eat too much junk food. I'm good at not eating junk food. That's okay.
Okay. 好，我们这边呢，今天就是讨论到说呢，你做什么样的事情呢，来增进你的健康呢？做一些，比方说多运动、多喝水，还是早睡早起啊？那像我的话呢，是很想要运动，但是呢，好像有一点太懒惰了。那 Pat 的话呢，他会做很多事情哦，像是呢，他这个也有想办法要多运动一点，或者说像是早睡早起啊，或者是说这个吃一些健康补给品，让身体来更健康一点哦。
Okay, well that's all we've got time for. Thanks for watching us today, but it's time for us to end the class. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
What's that pain? It's a migraine. Migraines, unlike common headaches, are a brain disorder that occurs when the brain fails to control pain functions properly.The condition can be linked to genetics. About two-thirds of migraine cases run in the family. At young ages, migraines affect boys more than girls. But after puberty, they affect 2 to 3 times more women than men. A migraine can become serious if its headache is severe or if it causes sufferers to have problems moving or speaking.One might also have a stiff neck or a fever. If the migraine is immediate and you are over 50, it's a cause for concern. Scientists are still unsure what exactly causes migraines. However, there are certain lifestyle changes that can help reduce migraine frequency. First of all, migraine sufferers should get plenty of sleep.In addition, they should work to lower their stress levels. Getting regular exercise is recommended, as is drinking plenty of water. While migraines are serious business, with the right treatment, they don't need to be a pain.
Vocabulary Review.
Disorder. The rare disorder causes people to see colors differently than normal people. Condition. I have a medical condition that keeps me from exercising too much. Stiff. Tony's arms and legs felt stiff the day after he exercised at the gym. Immediate. This medicine should have an immediate effect on your headache. Reduce. I want to reduce my weight so I won't eat snacks in between meals. Frequency. The frequency of my headaches has gotten worse in this new job.